This is the Wall Street Update for World Business Report on Thursday, the 21st of May. I'm Sarah Solarz. It's time to take a look at what's been happening on the financial markets. Earlier, I spoke to Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics. I asked him what had been moving Wall Street today.
Well, it's hard to figure out what's sending shares higher today. The economic news here in the States was mixed but wasn't bad. And the market's still trying to figure out if whether or not a later-than-expected move by the Fed to finally hike interest rates is good news or bad news. So the market, while it was up for the day, has essentially been moving sideways with a small uptrend for the last several weeks.
The Federal Reserve just had its latest monetary policy meeting. So, I mean, what do you feel? Do you feel that a rate hike is imminent?
Certainly not. I think the Fed all but put the last nail in the coffin about moving in June. I think a lot can change between now and late summer when they need to make a decision sometime in September. So I think September or later is probably the best bet on the Fed right now.
Is it something that's making the markets nervous because the markets don't like indecision, do they?
No, they don't. The other difficulty, while it may get technical for our listeners, is that the market is worried that when the Fed does finally hike rates, you could see a replay of that so-called bond market temper tantrum of the summer of 2013, where bond prices fell sharply and yields increased on the possibility of the Fed hiking a lot more than expected. So people are worried that the market may have some real indigestion when the Fed finally presses the button.
And in terms of companies in the health sector, CVS Health is quite a huge retailer in the States. They've got just under 8,000 outlets. Has there been an announcement there?
Yes, CVS, which is a big drugstore chain, agreed to buy a benefits provider. I mean, the linkages between drugstores and the third-party payment system here in the States is very strong, so it's understandable. And it's that CVS shares up much higher, at well over 3%.
And yesterday, some of the biggest names in banking were fined for rate fixing. Have we seen any shockwaves as a result of that in the markets today?
Not really. Those fines have been around for some time. I think it would surprise people if some of these miscreants actually serve some jail terms. That would probably be a surprise to the market. The market is basically thinking that these institutions are going to get very large fines, but nobody's actually going to be sent down the river to jail anytime soon.
That was Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics there, and a quick look at some of those figures. On Wall Street, the Dow was little moved at 18,285, and gold is trading at $1,206 an ounce.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.